It is 6:44, and this is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Auto sales numbers out today, and they were down dramatically. Akshay Anand with us, executive analyst for Kelley Blue Book. It's KBB.com. Akshay, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Mike. Yeah. Appreciate it.
They were down. How much of a hit did they take for July?
It was, it wasn't a terrible month, but to your point, they're certainly down. I think we're looking at about 16.5 or 16.6 million SAR, somewhere in that range. Okay. You know, obviously, like every other month, some automakers did better than others. So
yeah, it's like down 7% or so. I saw GM, their sales went down over 15%. Is that an unusually big number?
That is a pretty large number. And, you know, one of the interesting things we're seeing, Mike, is now we're seeing multiple automakers specifically talk about how much they're decreasing their rental sales. Retail sales were still down for many automakers, but I think it's very interesting that a lot of automakers are talking about rental sales in particular at almost the top of a lot of press releases.
Really? No, what's the significance of reducing that?
Rental sales are not as high margin as retail sales or even commercial fleet sales, number one. Number two is when a consumer sees a vehicle and starts to think about it as, let's say, a rental vehicle, that can affect residual values, which affects leasing. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of automakers are now starting to think, a little bit about long-term health. You know, incentives have been rising. There's all these different factors, and decreasing rental penetration is just one way for automakers to kind of mitigate some of the longer-term risk and prop up those residual values a little bit.
The GM's four brands down significantly. Chevrolet down 15.4%. Cadillac, we make the ATS, CTS here in Lansing, down over 21%. Buick down over 30%. We make the Buick Enclave here in Lansing also. Is GM adjusting to this somehow, or what do you think they're up to over there?
Yeah, I think they are adjusting. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if next month was a better month. It's a story we've seen across the industry, not just GM, Mike, which is, when a brand has strength, with the exception of really Honda this month, by and large, the strength is in SUVs and trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a brand that is car heavy or an automaker that is car heavy, you've been struggling. This is nothing new. I think one of the differences now is that you are starting to see some of the softness in SUVs as well. You mentioned GMC was down, Jeep was down as well. And these, for at least a few years, those were the brands with explosive growth. So it is interesting to see some of those twists and turns as we move forward.
Toyota and Subaru, they had sales gains. And Honda and Nissan actually very, 1.2% loss, 3.2% loss. What are the Japanese automakers doing something different than the big three?
No, I don't know if they're necessarily doing anything different. Again, the big three did make crystal clear that they did decrease rental sales. But more than anything, in the case of Honda, for example, their strength was in cars this month, which was highly unusual. And, that's coming off the strength of the redesigned Civic. And I would expect that to continue with the redesigned Accord. I think that there are some non-domestics that do seem to have made a more concerted effort as far as their cars go, which I think has mitigated some of the losses that other brands are seeing.
Yeah, and what kind of a year is it shaping up to be now, then?
I mean, here's the thing. The sales are certainly down, and they will be down versus last year. But the reality is we're still looking at one of the best years in automotive history, right? We're looking at somewhere, in the high 16 millions potentially for automotive sales, which is still really darn good. And, I think that's something that's key to point out, is that this is still a great environment for consumers, whether they want to buy new, whether they want to buy used, or whether they want to buy certified pre-owned. There's still great product and great deals to be had out there.
It is Akshay Anand with Kelley Blue Book, executive analyst at Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. Akshay, thanks for joining us. Great to have you on WILS.
Yep, thanks, Mike.
1320 WILS.